الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا موافيا لنعمه مكافيا لمزيده والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا، وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو أنكم توكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا، رواه الترمذي رحمه الله. وقال وقيل في الأدعية المأثورة اللهم اجعلنا في ممن توكل عليك فكفيته، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable elders, respected brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are in the month of Zulqa'dah, 14, 15, near the end, almost. In Zulqa'dah, an incident takes place in Islamic history. And this is a very unique incident. This incident was the incident which cemented Islam and Muslims across the world. I dare say, does anyone know what I'm speaking about? Anyone? Where are the youngsters gone? The youngsters, mashallah, they learn all of this in Maktab. Anyone? Have you been doing your history? In Dhul-Qa'dah. An incident took place in Dhul-Qa'dah. It's no shame if you don't know it. Even I don't know a lot of things. I don't know, not a lot of things, I don't know anything as well. There's no shame in that. It's just nice when you have youngsters in the congregation. Younger children, mashallah, you know, innocent children. When they know what is happening, it's always nice to hear from them. It encourages us, it encourages the elders as well to learn as well. So any of the younger brothers, mashallah, I can see, you learnt in madrasa, Dhul-Qa'dah? The incident of Hudaybiyah. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah took place. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah was the incident wherein the Muslims planned the first Umrah after Hijrah. This was the first time the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the almost all the Muslims were going to return back to Makkah Mukarramah after leaving and after being kicked out of Makkah Mukarramah. So it was a very unique incident. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves from Medina Munawwara with approximately 1400 Sahaba. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, if they allow us to perform Umrah, we'll perform Umrah. If they prevent us, then we will deal with them accordingly. That was the intention they left with. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves. They reach outside Makkah Mukarramah and they send Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu is the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They send him as an ambassador. When he goes, he does not return. Rumors began swirling that they had killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. So the first thing, Bay'atul Ridwan. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes Bay'ah from all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that if they have killed Uthman, they have broken a universal treaty, and that is an ambassador cannot be harmed in any way, no matter where you are. It's a treaty which applies till now, or supposedly applies till now. It's from the beginning of time. You cannot harm an ambassador. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam under a tree referred to Bay'atul Ridwan. He took a pledge of allegiance from all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What was the pledge? That we will fight to avenge the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Either we will win or we will all die. Khalas. No two ways. We get victory, we avenge his death, or we return back to Allah. It so happened in that time Uthman radiallahu anhu comes back whilst the treaty is taking place. So, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah then sent two people. These two people, they were here to negotiate terms. And this is titled as a Treaty of Hudaybiyah. And this treaty was oppressive from the beginning till the end. When they stipulated the conditions, they asked someone to write it down. Who was the scribe? Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu is writing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dictating. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam tells him, write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What do the kuffar say? We don't recognize who Ar-Rahman is. They believed in Allah. We don't recognize Ar-Rahman. You can say Bismillahumma. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ali radiallahu anhu, okay, write Bismillahumma. Then he said, write from from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, write that, Muhammad Rasulullah. He turns around, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they turn around and say, if we accepted you to be the Messenger of Allah, we would not be stopping you here right now. You're not the Messenger of Allah. Stop trying to make claims. Cross it out. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I can't. Ya Rasulullah, I can't do that. You are the Messenger of Allah. Allah has given you this title. Who am I to take away this title from you? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, show me where it is written. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scratches it out. So from the very beginning, this treaty was oppressive. And then it goes on. You cannot perform Umrah right now. Go back. They came here, they in Ihram. You brothers know, if you don the Ihram, you can't just take the Ihram off after that. You have to give a dam. No matter what happens, even if it is ihsar, even if you're muhsar for whatever reason, even if it is an oppressive regime, you have to give a dam. So oppressiveness again, on top of oppressiveness. Then they started stipulating the conditions. If anyone from Mecca comes and joins you in Medina Munawwara as a Muslim, you have to hand him back. What does that mean? If anyone becomes a Muslim, you have to send him back to his execution, to his death. They're not going to come and welcome him back into open hands. They're going to kill him because he became a Muslim. However, if anyone from Medina Munawwara, no matter what crime he commits, wal'iyadu billah, if he leaves the fold of Islam and he joins us in Makkah Mukarramah, we do not have to return him back to you. Allah Ta'ala sends out wahi, Allah Ta'ala says, accept that, but if it comes to the women, there is no deal. If a woman leaves Makkah Mukarramah, she will never be returned. That is the honor of women. Men, you need to learn to be men. I would say you, we need to learn to be men. Really, we are chickens. Not chickens as in cowards, we chicken, literally chickens nowadays. Can't defend our own women folk. What use are we? India was conquered, why? Why was India conquered? How was India conquered? One woman, a person who is known as As-Saffaq, the blood shedder, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He sends an entire army to defend the honor of what? One woman. Meanwhile, we are sitting in our homes and oppressing our own women. How far we have come. So the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, going back to it. This was an oppressive treaty. It was so oppressive, that when the treaty was signed, the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma couldn't accept it. Their minds couldn't comprehend why they had signed such a treaty. They told the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alasna ala al-haq, are we not on the right? Is this not the Baytullah? Can we not fight and take back the Baytullah? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his wife, Ghalibatus Umm Salama radiallahu anha. And Umm Salama radiallahu anha tells him that you shave your hair and you slaughter your animal and the Sahaba will follow suit. Because all the Sahaba were confused. And we did everything right. We have the strength. There are 1400 of us. When there were 300 of us, we took out 1,000. And we had nothing. Right now we are armed. We can call for reinforcements from Medina Munawwara and other tribes. And Makkah will be ours within the day. But no. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sign the treaty. He signed it. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaves his head. He sacrifices the animal and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum follow suit. Such an oppressive treaty. But what was the outcome of this treaty? The outcome of this treaty was that Allah Ta'ala gave the Muslims Makkah Mukarrama without bloodshed. This treaty is signed. What surah comes after that? Which surah is revealed? Suratul Fath. Victory. Conquest. It was a loss. If you look at it from my view and your view, without looking what comes after it, from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum's view, the signing of that treaty was a loss upon loss upon loss for the Muslims. The Muslims lost. Wal-iyadu billah, they were disgraced and dishonored. The Meccans had won. But that was how they looked at it. How did Allah see it? What did Allah see? What did Allah do? What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of what Allah Ta'ala had told him, do? Allah Ta'ala showed him victory. And it was victory. Many a times in our life, we are presented with situations. We come across scenarios. And when these scenarios, we face them, we have a perceived outcome. We expect the scenario to follow a certain way. And only if it follows that way will that scenario be good. Will the situation be a victory for us? Will it end good for us? And we spend so much time, so much effort trying to force that scenario to follow our view. That if it doesn't go our way, we become despondent, we become depressed, we become completely anxious every day. And the reality is, it is Allah who knows. It is Allah who does. It is Allah who has control. We become so fixated in our purview that we lose total focus of Allah. We forget Allah. We lose tawakkul. You know, tawakkul, it's a word we throw around and we hear around quite a bit. The reality is, almost day in, day out, we lose tawakkul. Why? Because we want that scenario to follow us. We think we know what is right. We think we know what is good. We think we know what is the best outcome. Dhul Qa'dah. It is the current month we are in. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah showed us that no. Sometimes you may see something which is good. Everything in this world shows you that that is the way out. That is the best way out. That is the only way out. But the reality is that is digging you further into a hole which you cannot see. And that dark hole that is behind you, which looks like it is going to constrict you and ruin everything. The reality is it is that dark hole which is the salvation for you and I. Tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it throughout the Quran in many, many verses. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. Allah Ta'ala tells you and I, rely upon Al-Aziz, the powerful. Al-Rahim, the compassionate. He is powerful. He has the power to punish you and I, but he is compassionate, so he doesn't punish you and I. He is very compassionate that he doesn't punish us, but at the same time he is Al-Aziz, he has the capability. So do not become deceived by the fact that Allah Ta'ala is not punishing you and I for our transgressions against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. He sees you everywhere. Every time. He knows what you and I are up to. He knows what our eyes betray. We're looking here, we know what is really, it really is going on. We are sitting in the masjid, in the house of Allah on the Friday. Allah Ta'ala knows what you are doing on your phone while sitting in the house of Allah. One day I was giving Jum'ah Bayan, I stood up for the khutbah, one man in a second saf, not in this masjid, he's sitting and playing pool. That is still light. In South Africa, there was a case where the youngsters watching pornography in the 27th night of Ramadan. While everyone is making dua here in the back of the masjid, they're sitting there watching pornography on the phone. Allah Ta'ala knows. You can do the incognito and you can do VPNs and all of that. You cannot hide from Allah. وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم. He is all hearing, all knowing. Allah. When Allah Ta'ala tells us to place our reliance, He is not telling you and I to trust our father or our mother or our counselor or our business or our employer. No. He is telling you and I to rely upon Him. As-Sami' al-Alim. Al-Basir. Al-Hafiz. Al-Adl. له ملك السماوات والأرض. هو الأول. He is the beginning. والآخر. He was there. He will be there. والظاهر. There is nothing on top of him. والباطن. There is nothing under him. وهو على كل شيء قدير. It is Allah who has power over you and I. Who has power over everything. Remember, my business can't do. My health can't do. My counselor, my local councilman, he can't do. Who does? Allah does. The Quran is telling you and I this time and time again. Incidents in our life. Well, really, in every single person sitting here, if you and I were to reflect in our life, you could not find, you'll find hundreds of incidents in your life, no matter how short your life may have been, where you thought this was the only way out. But the reality was, it was there. Sometimes you were so fixated on something, but that was the worst possible thing. And that is how we are. We say we have tawakkul. I say I have tawakkul. But the reality is, when I make that claim, I am a liar. Textbook example. Someone has a legal problem. They're facing with an unprecedented legal problem. I will talk to this person. I know this solicitor. I know this police officer. I know this counselor. I know this. I know that. I know everything. I will speak to my brothers, uncles, fathers, sisters, cousins, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, friends, sons. They will speak about everything. They will make an essay preparing their defense. And after all of that, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you spend £300, £400, £500, entire family, and then they come smiling at you to give you that check. What do they give with that check? They give you mints. Those mints are worth what? Absolutely nothing. Do you pay any attention to them? Some of you don't even take them. They're worthless, those mints. But they're acting like they are doing you a favor by giving you a £400 check. That is how we then say, Allah Ta'ala willing, it will work in our favor. After you do everything, we forget Allah, we ignore Allah. This is an insult to Allah. This is an affront to Allah. It is an insult to tawakkul. We say we have tawakkul, but we are lying. That is not tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala speaks about tawakkul and the people of tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala puts them into four categories. Category number one. This is the, when I mean this is the highest category, think of the highest place, and this category is higher than that as well. Allah Ta'ala does not expect you and I to do it. On the contrary, we are not even encouraged to do it. This is just there. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. This category is so unique that the people in this category, they do not even complain to Allah. They have such reliance in Allah that they do not even ask for Allah from Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam had everything. He had a wife. He had a family. He had multiple children. He was an accepted prophet of Allah. Meaning his community accepted him. They didn't reject him. He had everything. In one swoop, everything was gone. It came to a point. As-Suddi rahimahullah, famous Imam of Tafsir, the student of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that one day the wife of Ayyub radiallahu anhu was helping him dress his wounds. And his flesh was rotting and falling out. And when the flesh would fall out, you would see maggots within his body. You know maggots? You've seen maggots, right? When you see something really rotten, see the small yellow insects coming out. Really small. like worm-like. There were maggots crawling in his veins, within his flesh. The fresh flesh, the flesh which wasn't rotten, that too had maggots. And she began to cry. And she said, are you not the Prophet of Allah? Are you not on the haqq? Did Allah not send you? Why don't you make dua to Allah that Allah remove these afflictions from you? يُفَرِّجُ عَنْكَ اللَّهِ. Why don't you do it? What did Ayyub alayhi salam respond? She wasn't telling him to go to a doctor. She wasn't telling him anything against tawakkul. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you and I what? You make dua to Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْكَ فَكَفَيْتَ. We tie the camel, we rely upon Allah. That is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. Time and time again. The Quran is telling us. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُ بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. She didn't tell him to do anything which is against tawakkul. She told him to make dua to Allah, the same Allah who gave it to him. What did Ayyub alayhi salam mention? عِشْتُ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً صَحِيحًا. 70 years. 70 years I enjoyed good health. I enjoyed family, I enjoyed friends. I enjoyed everything. Can I not then suffer for 70 years without asking for Allah to remove it from me? This is the highest level. We can't reach there. Never. Nor are we expected to reach there. Now let's go on the lowest. The worst of the worst. Allah maaf kare. Many of us fall into this category. Not willingly. Not intentionally. But we do. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the son of Nuh alayhi salam. يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ قَالْ سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. The flood came. The Muslims are on the ship, on the ark. Nuh عليه السلام is on the ark. His son did not believe. The ship is going past a group of mountains. And he sees his son is clamoring on the mountains. You know, he's climbing. He's running up. Nuh alayhi salam calls out to him, Ya Bunay, O my beloved son, even though you have disbelieved in Allah, you are still my son. There is still time. Come back to Allah. Accept Allah. Leave those idols. What does he say? I've got strength. You know, I've got these muscles. I don't have muscles, right? But I've got these muscles. I've got the stamina. I've got the intellect. And these mountains are here. My business is running well. I'm a clever person. I've got good investors. I've got good partners. Alhamdulillah, I've got children. My health is going strong. I don't need to worry about it. Don't worry. I went for Jum'ah this week. I can miss 2 more Jum'ahs before I have to go for the 3rd one before I become a kafir. You know, I don't need to worry about it. Shaitan beguiles. You know, Shaitan, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't become deceived by the great deceiver. Allah Ta'ala gives him the title, the great deceiver. That's what he does. You do, you know, you sometimes you think it's a joke. You get people out there. I went for Jum'ah last week. I've got a free pass for the next 2 weeks. On, you get those people, Eid Salah, I'm still a Muslim. My name is Muhammad. My father was a Muslim. I don't need to do all this. And up, down, kiss the ground, go to town. What's the fight of that? Same. What did Nuh Ali, what did he do? He had tawakkul. But tawakkul on what? Tawakkul on himself. Tawakkul upon his strength. Tawakkul upon his intellect. Allah Ta'ala tells you and I, that is a deceit from Shaitan. Shaitan is deceiving you and I. And it so happened. Gone. And he died. So that is the worst. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. But the reality is we fall into that category. We rely upon our health. Nothing will happen to you. You know, I've got a few more. When I become old, I will then come to the masjid. There was one person for a skate, you know. It was the Jamaat brothers. You know, Jamaat brothers, Allah Ta'ala reward them, seriously. they have a level of courage which we don't have. I can't do what they do. They go knock and knock door after door. They get told, ajeeb, the most unique things they get told on their faces. 3 months later, they're still back at the door knocking again. Bye, come to the house. Come to Allah. Come to the masjid. Come read Jummah. Come read Zahar. Come read Fajr. And they'll get sworn at again. Really, you know, we're talking 2024, right? Islam, everything is there. You're calling a person to the house of Allah to read Salah. And a person is telling you to go kill yourself. That's a good way. I've heard this personally from certain people in Romford. It happened. I'll report you to the police for coming to my house and telling me to come to the masjid. A Muslim is saying that. And they still go again. Again and again and again. So the Jamaat, you know, they went to one person. You know what he said? When this grandson of mine, he pointed to his grandson, when this grandson of mine becomes the imam of the masjid, I will then go and read Salah. Until then, I don't need to read Salah. Tawakkul. Everyone has tawakkul. It's just some people have completely lost the point. Two more categories, we really quickly go through them. I believe 25, right? Or 20. 25. Inshallah. Two more categories. The third category, they are disillusioned. They have become beguiled by the Quran and by tawakkul. They've taken the wrong end of the stick. Allah Ta'ala says to rely upon Allah, what they do? Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. In the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people came to perform Hajj. They came from Yemen. But when they left for Hajj, they made the intention, we will not take any precautions. We will not take any provisions. We will go for Hajj and we will rely solely upon Allah. And they brought nothing. When they came to Medina Munawwara, they began begging in Medina Munawwara. That is not tawakkul. So Allah Ta'ala tells you and I know. Tawakkul isn't that you say, I rely upon Allah. You do not sit in the house of Allah and then say, oh Allah, if you do not send down food for me, my wife and my children at home will starve to death and I will starve to death. That is not tawakkul. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to Uhud, when it saw that the battle was going to be severe, he put on two chains of armor. One chain mail and another one on top of that. Why? Precaution. Then you have the third category, a fourth category. And this is the category which you and I need to aspire to become part of. We need to become part of this category. This is the category Allah Ta'ala tells you and I to be part of. This is the category the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you and I to be part of. And what is that? وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. When Maryam alayhi salam left Bethlehem, and she was going to give birth to Isa alayhi salam, she reaches that tree. Allah Ta'ala tells her what? Allah Ta'ala tells her to strike your foot by the root of the tree. And what happens? Water comes out. Allah Ta'ala tells her to bring the tree near her and the fruits fall down. Allah Ta'ala gave her a miraculous baby. Allah Ta'ala already showed his power. Why is he then telling her for such trivial things to do this? And at such a, you know, you, mashallah, many elderly people here. If your wife is in labor and you tell her one thing, what will happen to you? You'll get a slap you won't know from where, right or wrong? Women are going through that pain. You know, you don't know what's going to hit you next. She is going through that. But Allah Ta'ala is telling her to take this. It's a lesson for you and I. Rely upon Allah. Put all your trust in Allah first and foremost. But then take every precaution that you need to take precaution. You do not go into a ward where there is a plague. Plague is gone, but if there is a plague, you don't go into that ward in the hospital with no mask, no nothing, and say, you know what, if Allah Ta'ala wants me to get the black plague, there is nothing that can stop it. You don't take a gun and say, if Allah Ta'ala wants me to die, this bullet will come out. If not, the gun will jam. 9 out of 10 times, the gun will not jam at that point in time. It will go through your head. Just one in last incident. I have 1 minute. Last incident and last point. Tawakkul is difficult. The road to tawakkul is one of the most difficult roads any one of us will ever face. And there is no shame in that. And tawakkul, many a times, the worst incidents will bring about the best of outcomes. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves behind, did he leave behind any sons? He left behind grandsons and a son-in-law and cousin, correct? There are communities in this day and age, they have made the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a god. They have literally taken Ali radiallahu anhu and Hussein radiallahu anhu to be a god, to be a deity. I ask you, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's children passed away, the sons passed away, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they taunted him in every way. Inna shani akahu al abtar. They called him cursed, they called him wretched, they did everything. How did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel? Completely heartbroken, right or wrong. Imagine any one of us, how would we feel? I ask you, if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son lived, if they made Ali radiallahu anhu into a god, what would they have done with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son? Think about that. If you want to understand tawakkul, this is it. It may be the worst situation ever, but the outcome, Allah Ta'ala knows why He's doing it. We have 1/20th vision. Allah Ta'ala is looking with 40/20 vision. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the reality of tawakkul. Allahumma ja'alna mimman tawakkal alayka fa kafayta. Wa min darika daris salami adnayta. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Is there time for a couple of jumma? Please do so. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jumma Mubarak. And this is the weekly Eid day. And the, according to Arabic month, this month is very important, and the month after next, the next month is a very significant month. Please help the Mochi generously that we can meet the need of, you know, for the running this course. And some of the brother, can I make a request to you? Then some of brothers, they made a commitment for donation as well as the Qarz-e Hasanat. So we approached few of the people, that some of them they already paid, and some brothers still left unpaid. So could you please, those brothers made a commitment, could you please come forward and pay your amount that we mentioned to us. We have your name and your telephone number, and we try to catch you later. But you know, obviously, then you made a commitment. This is the for the house of Allah. Please do so, and as much as you can, do help us. And if you are in the position to give us a Qarz-e Hasana, please come forward and give your, because a lot of brothers, they have paid us before, and we need to repay them. So my kind request will be to you, if you are able to do so, can you come forward and make some, 5,000, 2,000, 1,000? That will be, payback in time. If you give us 2 weeks or 4 weeks time, whatever, inshallah, that will be repaid. Thank you very much indeed. Sabahul Bud Manshi Amra Dua Sai Soin, Pemari Manushola Soin, Dara Tunya Saria Gesson Gitara like Dua Horba, Arbemari of Holjara, so known a hospital, so known a Goro, Pemaria Sintara like Dua Horba, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. One thing I need to remind you, brother, I have received an email from our next neighbor or down there from Tisti Garden. The lady previously also sent an email to me, then, brother, please help me. Somebody, very often they block my drive. So I have no choice. Yesterday she sent it to me, the email, same email again. Brother, I couldn't find any way out. Please help me out to leave this area. So my brothers, we are coming here for a good deed, to perform our salah here. But it's no right to block somebody else here, there. And this is having a big problem with the council as well. So many people are, they made already complaint to this, to the council, and council too often coming to us and having this, answer for why we are doing this, why you're not telling the people that not to park there outside the house. So my respectful brothers, please, do favor this community, do favor this masjid for the sake of masjid. We're begging your help, not to park your car out outside the, someone's park or drive. Can you please, so many parking I've seen them on this Christian Garden and the other side. Then you can park your car freely as long as you want. So if you want to keep the, if you want to continue this facility here, you need to come forward and help us. By parking your car. Think twice before you park your car. This is my kind request to you, everyone, please. Thank you very much indeed.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم سبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الطريق الأمم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وقال تبارك وتعالى فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو أنكم توكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تبغدو خماصا وتروح بطانة بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه من كل ذنب إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayyala salah, hayyala salah. Hayyala al-falah, hayyala al-falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
Istaw wa i'tadilu wa suddu al-khalal. Fill in the gaps, straighten the rows, and ensure your phones are on silent. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawm al-deen إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
صغير